Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the road taken and traveled to the big stage. Now, they know the way and how to get there. A new experience, sure, this past weekend for Ken Eidinger's North Tennis Cougs, but very representative they were, a member of the state's Final Four. It was a great run, unprecedented in school history, but this team, this coach, solid ground has been laid for future players. And reflecting back to a memorable moment of just being there.
When you're not used to playing at that level or having to play at that level, it's like a little bit different, higher percentage poker game. I think we could have been a little bit better rhythm. Matt Rogers made a decent run on that boy in the second set. One doubles was points. They were down 5-2 in the second set. They had several points that would have made it 5-5. They were making a good run at him, but never quite got the rhythm going they wanted to, and didn't get quite. We needed a break to go our way and didn't get it. And from a coaching standpoint, you know, I think the first team I was associated with at a high school level was 1966, so that's about a half century of being involved in athletics. And I just couldn't, there's not a group of guys that I've enjoyed being with more than what this team did, and the camaraderie and the way they worked together and everything, the responsibility they took, the concern they showed for each other, everything was just real special, real enjoyable. It's going to be a season that we'll keep trying to chase to have repeat, though, but these are few and far between.
Well, there any question about that? Bloomington North boys tennis head coach Ken Eidinger. Oh, by the way, Carmel went on to beat Indianapolis North Central to win it all, the state championship. They beat the Panthers 4-1. Night of thoughts and more reflections on Maroon and Gold Night, a night of celebration, along with the now two-time regional girls cross-country champions of Justin Helmer. We'll be at Yogi's a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Hoosier football coach Kevin Wilson made no bones about it. To use his terminology, it's time to get lasered back in when addressing his club's recent offensive struggles as we gathered Monday in the Hinkey Hall of Champions.
Really, the offense is just a lack of not being as clean a team. I think our offense is a little fragmented right now, not by design. I think it starts with me. And our coaches to get that corrected and to get those guys centered up and get lasered back in. So there's a lot of things to work with. We've had a few little issues with some bumps and bruises and guys that can't go, but that's everybody has that. Guys got to come in and play. And again, you just look at the numbers do not correlate to points. So that's play calling. That's also executing the play that's called as a group. And like I say, in these last two games, Northwestern, I think, has 10 sacks against Iowa and Michigan State. I think they've had 7 turnovers in their 3 victories that they've created. And so our ability as an offensive play as a group to eliminate the negative play, which is played, I think, in our 3 losses, we have 9 turnovers. And we have 11 for the season, I believe. So, I mean, it's not very secretive what wins. You're not going to be perfect, but we need to be better. There's no egos or selfishness. We're just a little out of whack, and we're talking about tightening it up.
Well, it's very doable. Till I dug into this series, and we haven't played them since 2012. The Hoosiers have dropped 7 straight in Evanston to the Cats. Last team to win there, Bill Mallory's 1993 club, who pitched a 24-0 shutout. BTN at noon. It's an early one from Ryan Field as the Hoosiers look to get back on beam offensively. It's a Maroon and Gold night of celebration tonight. Sports Talk live from Yogi's. Justin Helmer bringing his back-to-back girls regional cross-country champions in, Ken Eidinger and the Bloomington North boys tennis team. What a story in itself there. I'm Joe Smith.